Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for subscribing. If you like what you hear, do hit the heart button, which I think you'll find somewhere on your phone. Anyway, let's get to the topic du jour, which is the whole business of jabbing our kids with the experimental gene treatments, aka so-called vaccines. Now, I see we have a story today where apparently Boris Johnson, our beloved dear leader, wants the NHS to crack on with vaccinating children as young as 12 against COVID amidst ministers' frustration. The scientific advisors are yet to approve the move. All right, so these politicians who have proven to be so absolutely cack-handed over the past 18 months, they're impatient. They want to get the kids jabbed. NHS trusts have been told to prepare to jab 12 to 15-year-old pupils starting in 2 weeks' time. This is really quite interesting because the narrative that they're pushing is, look, the small risk of side effects may still outweigh the benefit due to the fact young children are very likely to be badly ill with COVID. This is what the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization is saying. So they're saying that, man, the small risk, tiny little minuscule risk, but it might outweigh the benefits due to the fact that young children in particular, are very unlikely to be badly ill with COVID. The body's current advice is that children in this age group should only be given a jab if they have particular health conditions which put them at increased risk from the disease. But government's frustrated. Boris is not happy about this. He just wants to get the kids jabbed. And I actually looked up a little bit of data in this one in terms of from the ONS looking to say, well, how many kids actually, you know, have died with COVID, never mind off COVID, with COVID. And if we look in the age group concerned, I mean, I'm seeing a number, this is data back in end of March, so 3 or 4 months out of date, I suppose. You're looking at roughly 30, maybe 40 deaths maximum. If you look the 10 to 14-year-old age group, there's 6. Interestingly, the risk of a child dying from COVID is currently estimated at 0.01%. Get that, 0.01%. Shut up, says Boris Johnson. Jab them anyway. Get that stuff into their veins. We need to do that to keep them safe. But Boris, they don't have any risk. Doesn't matter. Take the jab. This is where we are with this Prime Minister. He just wants to jab everything that moves in the United Kingdom. It is horrific. The sheer authoritarianism, the sheer lack of respect for parents. And by the way, let me just touch briefly on this whole Gillick competency issue. I mean, I'm old enough to remember Victoria Gillick when she was lobbying the government back in the mid-80s. If you remember Victoria Gillick, that was a lady who had a huge number of children. And anyway, long story short, she took her case went to the House of Lords, and the House of Lords determined that in my view, in specific circumstances, those under the age of 16 could proceed with different treatments, mostly for contraception, without parental agreement. So now we have all the pro-vax lobby out there saying, the Gillick competency, as if it's a scientific doctrine, by the way. It's not. It's a determination of the House of Lords, the same House of Lords which over the decades have made all kinds of dodgy decisions, remember. But, oh, this is holy writ. The House of Lords said it, so it must be good. Who are the House of Lords to tell parents what they will or will not do with regard to their children's health and well-being? It's outrageous that even the Gillick competency determination was made. That was an outrage. And of course, the extreme pro-vaxxers out there use this to say, well, the principle applies to getting an experimental gene therapy stuck in them as well. If they want to have that, why shouldn't they have that? And this is you see this argument being pushed out through the mockingbird media at the moment. It's about Gillick competency. It's about we got to get these jabs into the kids. even though the kids don't suffer in any significant degree with the disease. So it's the first so-called, the first disease ever that it doesn't affect you, but you've all got to be vaccinated against it. Why is that? Well, because you just do. That's not question the science. Yeah, but what is the science? Well, the science is that you're at a 0.01% risk of death. It's tiny. I mean, the chance of getting hit by lightning is probably not much more than that. So what shall we, on that basis, make sure everyone walks around with a lightning rod stuck up their backside to protect the lightning can be taken out of them? What sort of nonsense is this? Gillick competency, it's a faux argument. It was, in my view, not designed for the reasons that it's now being deployed. But because we have a Machiavellian government, an authoritarian tyrant in the form of Johnson, they will use Gillick competency because it suits them. It suits them. And so in this way, parents are going to have to risk the possibility of their kids going into school and coming home and their bodies will have whatever's in the vaccine will be in their bodies permanently. And you see, it's one thing for an 80-year-old to take a vaccine like this because their life expectancy is quite short. But a young person, the life expectancy is obviously going to last for, you know, maybe 50, 60, 70 years after taking the jab, and nobody knows what the medium to long-term consequences are going to be. So the kids are the most vulnerable to the jab, not the virus. That's the truth. That's the hard truth in this one here. And therefore, we should not expose our kids to these so-called jabs. We shouldn't. It's wrong. And the only reason that this is happening is because, frankly, it's all part of the Kapalist argument. I mean, I get this. They just want to jab everything. Some people go along with it and think it's a great idea. I think others, like, for example, I saw the actor Lawrence Fox said he was going to take his kids out of school rather than risk them going to school one day and coming home with a jab that he does not want them to have. He's absolutely right. He's being a responsible parent. No responsible parent should risk their kids, their young, that tender age, being exposed to this jab. The jab's the problem, not the virus. The only thing worse than the jab is the government.